This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Ooh. Alrighty. I'm excited and nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
So you're excited and you're nervous?
Because I'm excited about what I… Well, honestly, well, I don't have too much scripted.
That's good.
Because I just want to have a real conversation.
Yes.
And so… But every time I have a conversation with you, it ends in laughter.
That's
like
good.
Massive laughter.
That's good.
And so I'm excited. But anyways, as we get started, we got to say hello to K-pop Taebak family. What's up? This is Eric Nam, your host. And today, as you can tell by her voice and her aura, her presence, we are joined today by Miss Jessie. Hi, how are you?
Hi. What do I look at? Hi.
There.
Yes.
Well, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I just woke up and I'm a little bit tired, but… I'm okay.
Okay.
They're having construction outside.
I know. Of all the days, they decided today.
Oh, they weren't having construction.
No.
Oh.
They were like, we're going to break the entire road today.
Mm.
And so we were like, oh, well, that's convenient. So if you hear if you hear sirens and beeping noises, that's what it is. It's them suddenly choosing to do stuff. Anyways, everybody, welcome to the show. Hope you guys are doing well. This is the K-pop Taebak show. We're joined by Jessie. In case you don't know, you guys can go ahead, see our videos on youtube.com/divestudios and dive pods. And you guys can text us at… Hold on. We have the number here. Okay, you can text us at 310-564-1030. That's a US number. So it's +1 310-564-1030. There you go.
You're a great MC.
Thank you.
Wow.
Shut up.
No, you are. Very well organized over here.
Stop it.
You saw my program, right? You saw how there was everything. There was no scripts. I don't even look at the scripts.
Okay, you guys don't know this because there's edited out. But she's literally reading the cue cards for the first time. She's like, what the hell is this?
Right.
As you read it. But that's the medyok.
Right. No, but the PD Opa would always just be like, Jess, just go with the cue cards. Mm. And I'm like, no. This is not a question that I want to ask because I feel like it's gonna… You know, I've been doing this for a really long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want the person to feel comfortable.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, welcome to the show. We're excited to have you here.
I'm excited too.
You guys are watching this show, you guys can probably see Jessie has a buffet of drinks lined up in front of her. So, she'll be sipping according to her mood.
We have an option of water. We have… Vanilla iced latte, and this is iced latte.
There you go. And we got everything. We also have croissant waffles coming for you. You know?
That is so funny. it's so crazy because this thing keeps falling. It keeps falling down because of so many… But we're good.
So many drinks. All right. So today, like again, I don't have a huge script. I have some questions from fans.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, I feel like people know you right now because… First of all, you're at the top of the world. Congratulations.
I'm not on top
you're
of the world.
You're on top of the world. You are killing it. Absolutely.
No.
You are everywhere. Your song is doing amazing. So before we go into talking more about that, first, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Truly,
thank you.
Having seen you for the past, I don't know, however long I've seen you. And seeing, you know…
When you were the host of…
ASC.
Yeah.
It's probably like 2013 or 14.
Yeah.
So it's been like 6-7 years since I first met you and like…
Yeah.
Have, you know, seen your progression and growth as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But like, to see where you are now too is just amazing. So congratulations.
Thank you.
But I'm sure a lot of people are… If they haven't known about you, they're getting to know about you even more so now.
Right.
So before we get into like today, I want to talk about you… As just the person, right?
As a person?
As the person. Mm-hmm. Just like bare bone you, Jessie. Mm-hmm. Where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
How you got here. Because I think one thing you talk about often is being a kyopo.
Yeah.
Right? Being here for 15 years so far.
Mm-hmm. It's actually been 16
16 years.
Yeah.
Like that's a lot. That's like more than half your life, isn't it? Or like half your life.
Yep. How old are we?
We're 31. Normal age. We talk in normal age.
Right. Wait, what are we in Korea? 33?
We're 33.
Jesus!
I know!
I feel it though. I'm not gonna lie. I feel it.
You don't look it.
Oh God.
So let's talk about it. You were born in New York.
Yes.
Grew up in New Jersey.
Yes.
What part
of Jersey did I grow up? So many different places.
Just all over.
Yeah. All over. I don't even remember it. That's how young I was.
Mm.
I grew up in like Oradell, Fort Lee. Then I came to Korea. And then, where were we talking about?
Where you grew up?
Okay, so I was born in New York, Flushing, Queens. Yeah. And then I moved to Jersey. Mm-hmm. And then we moved here and there. And then I came to Korea at the age of 15, American age.
Okay.
And that's when my grind just started. And literally, it feels like 30 years. But it's only been 15 years. Like, it's crazy because I don't know. Maybe it's not because I'm my period. I know. I'm getting emotional. Stop.
No, but look.
Like, clean it up. What was your question?
It's fine to be emotional. Because I think about it. You've been here for 15 years. I don't know what you've been through. I have no idea. Right. I think we'd love to get into part of that. Right. But even myself, I've been here for like almost 10 years. And it's not easy.
It's not.
Like, I talk about the stuff I've been through. I talk about the experiences, the breakdowns, the mental, like, anxiety, the craziness. Like,
it's real.
And for me, as a Korean American, I'm never accepted here because I'm too American. I don't want to say never. I feel like we're always categorized because we're, in a way, American.
Right.
But back home, we're categorized as Korean. So it's like a sense of like, where do we belong?
Right, right. Where do we belong?
Like, what are we? Like, some alien shit. And so that's kind of the thing of when you think about that, like when I'm alone, I think about like, man, it's been lonely. It's been tough. But like, thank God, and I'm blessed that I'm able to be here.
Right, right.
And I imagine that's kind of, you know, how you might have felt.
That's exactly it. Well, when I first moved out here, like, I don't know how it was for you. How old were you when you first came?
It's like 22.
Oh, so you were 22. You were old enough to know like what's you're like aware of what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I literally started from 15, did not know a word of Korean. Literally, when I mean a word of Korean, I literally was like 안녕하세요. That's all I knew. Like the very basic, and I couldn't even pronounce the word correctly. Let alone I barely knew the language. I don't know the culture at all. I don't have any guidance, somebody to like tell me if I'm doing something right or wrong. And I'm only still 15 years old. Right.
You're what, like middle school?
Yeah.
Freshman year?
Oh my God. Yeah. So I was just at that age. I was still at the peak, like trying to find myself. I didn't know who I was when I was 15. I didn't know if singing was really what I wanted to do or be an entertainer.
Yeah.
It just happened to be like that. And then, oh God, I remember during the time after, I think it was like 19 or 20, that's when I gave up my career. I was like…
What do you mean gave up your career?
I wasn't accepted in Korea. You know, it's very hard to explain this, but… I had so much potential. Everyone was like, Jess, you're going to make it. You're going to do well. But I didn't feel accepted here. And I know exactly what you mean. Like, even now to this day, I feel like an alien. People think I'm weird. But I'm not weird. I'm just different.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food. Or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
Right. Yeah. But when I go to the States, I realize though, I recently went like last year… For like 6 months, I am very different, I realize. Because when I go to LA, I stand the fuck out.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Like people are like, people who don't even know me, they're like, you're something.
Yeah.
I would walk around the streets and people would just randomly be like, you're something. There's something about you. You're something.
Well, you have, I think, in your personality, you have this confidence.
Yeah.
You have a swagger about you. You know what you're doing. You know what you like when you don't like.
Yeah.
And I think…
That's for sure. Now I do.
Right. And I think for people to be great artists and to be an entertainer, you have to have opinions on that.
Oh. Right? 100%.
And I think at first, for me, I was like, am I allowed to have these opinions? Because like growing up, you're like fit in or like follow the directions.
Right, right.
Especially in Korea. Right. If you're in a company, you do what you're told.
Yeah, yeah.
But at a certain point, you're like, no. But like in order to stand out… And in order to be accepted as an entertainer, you got to be different. Mm-hmm. You got to be interesting.
Right. Well, we're talking about Korea right now, right?
Or even the States. Like you see somebody in the States and you're like, that person is something because there's a confidence about them. There's a fashion style. There's a how they wear their hair. Their whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something like that, right?
Right. it's really hard to like explain everything right now because I'm in like a weird place where I'm like so happy, but it's like I'm at a place where I'm like, okay, I'm old enough now and I know what I want and what I don't want. But at the same time, I realize like, damn, this is not, I want more than this. It's not the money and it's not the fame. I grew to be more, there's just, it's more than just being an entertainer. I want to do like so much more than this. And
like,
I want to
like
be.
Like what? In what way?
Like. I want to do everything. It's like the ambition and like it just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
So I'm like now I'm like okay I succeeded. I'm doing well. I'm glad. But like I want to become a better person. I want a family now. Like I want to become an actress. Like it just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
I thought this was like this was it.
When you got there, you're like I'm done. Yeah. I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to draw more albums. But no, I want to like do like acting now. Like. I want a family.
Did you not want a family before?
I always did. I grew up in like a household where we have like three. I have three brothers.
Oh, older?
Older brother. I have two older brothers. Did I say three?
Yeah. So the youngest of three.
Yes. Youngest of three. I have two older brothers. And yeah, they all have families and stuff. And they're like sending me pictures of my niece and stuff. She looks just like me. She's loud.
Oh, really?
Like she looks just like me.
Oh, wait.
Me.
I want to see a picture. Do you have a photo?
I'll show you later.
Okay, show
but
me.
It's so funny because… She looks, she's like a spit image of me.
That's crazy.
So I'm just like, oh my God, I want a family. But then, you know, right now I'm just embracing the moment because, you know, everyone's like, Jess, like you're killing it. You know, you're just like, you're on top of the, no, I feel like everything is like, I've had this moment, which was I'm Pretty Rap Star.
Yeah.
I thought that was like my peak. I was like, okay this is where, you know, which was weird because that wasn't supposed to happen like that.
How was that supposed to happen? What? Because I remember you'd be like, I'm not a rapper.
I'm not.
You're like, I'm a singer. I don't know why I'm on this rap show.
Right.
And you're like, I don't know if this makes sense, but…
I don't think life makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no right or wrong. Like, people are like, Jess, I think this was just like a way to show like your personality as well too. And kind of… It was so weird because I wasn't… Like I said, yeah, I wasn't a rapper. But I don't consider myself any… I'm not a rapper. I'm just… an artist, you know? Like, I feel like if you start rapping, you could rap, you know? Because it's like, it's a part of your personality. I feel like rapping. And like, I grew up listening to the radio. So you're always like listening to all different types of music. So, you know, but yeah, what were we talking about?
No, we're just talking about how you got to where you are.
It's so, my story, my journey is so long.
Yeah.
It's hard to like…
give pieces of it. And
yeah.
But okay, but let's talk about this real quick. What got you out to Korea? Like, it's not common for a 15-year-old girl in Jersey just be like, I'm just going to go to Korea.
It was just my gut feeling.
You just… And you told your mom and dad, like, I'm going to go to Korea.
Yeah. I started off in the choir.
Okay.
So if you listen to my song, Star, it kind of has all my… It's my journey.
Right.
Right? But it's nothing negative. Like, people… Like, a lot of my friends like, oh my God. Like, I can't believe… she went through this. No, this is how you become a woman or a person. Like a real… this is what you call a real hustle. And if you listen to Star, you'll understand. I was 15. And one day I started off in the choir. And I was super loud. And my mom was just like… So I remember somebody told me, you have a really good… what is that called? This hongyang.
Like volume.
It's like, the volume, but it's like… it's different how it hits inside, like…
울림통. They always say 울림통. It's like the vibration of your body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's just loud.
Yeah. I was just a loud fucking girl. Like little 15-year-old ass girl. Like no, I was like 11. I remember when I started the choir. I was playing the piano.
So you were screaming like, Jesus the loudest out of everybody.
Yes. And they were like, "This someone come get this fucking child. She's so loud." And my mom was just like… like Hyunjoe, 조용해. Like, you know, at church, I'd be like running around doing whatever. But I don't know, something… I think it started off… I listened to a lot of pop music and like rap.
Who'd
like
you listen to growing up?
Like all… I listened to Christina Aguilera, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, Tupac, Biggie.
So like everybody.
Everybody. Nirvana, Green Day. Yeah. Like… and then one day I remember I was just like… somebody was like, oh Jess, you have potential to become a star. And I was like… I didn't know what that meant. You know what I mean? Like, what do you know at like at the age of like 13, right? You could barely like walk. Actually, no, 13. How old are you? What grade are you in? 13?
13, you're like 7th grade. 6th grade, 7th grade.
That's young.
You're going through… I mean, it's puberty time.
Yeah.
It's puberty time.
I didn't know what I was doing. But honestly, it was kind of just my gut feeling at first. And then I ended up coming to Korea. My mom actually was warning me that… Like, you know, because I'm like her only daughter, you know. So for them leaving…
The youngest.
The
too.
Youngest is like very difficult. So I was like… 아니야, 엄마 나 갈 거야. You know, like I'm gonna go. Like, you know. And she was like… She warned me though. She was like, it's not gonna be easy. Because it wasn't easy for my parents too. That's why they went to the States. My parents like it in America. Because the freedom. You know, my mom, even when she comes now… Like, I barely see her. But when she comes… She's like, I miss America. Because she feels like when she's out here, she's like, how come everyone's just so like different and like stares at me and like, you know, everyone has like you could tell by when you watch TV, it's different. You know, when you go back to America, when you watch TV, it's like there's all different types of fucking shows. Like it's like the moral of the story is there's just so many different types of shows out there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's just like, diverse. It's a variety of people. It's truly a melting pot of people, cultures, and ideas. Whereas Korea is very homogenous. There is one race.
Right.
And one language.
Yeah.
And it's just different in
so,
that way.
Yeah. My mom would come here and she'd be like, oh my God. Like even TV is so… It's so different. Uh-huh. Like why is like Nicki Minaj not on TV? And like…
Yeah.
You know
where's Cardi
mean?
B?
Where's Cardi B? Like where's like Love and Hip Hop? Like my mom watches stuff like
she
that.
Does?
I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? I honestly don't watch… You know I was supposed to be on Love and Hip Hop.
You were?
They actually wanted me on last year, Love and Hip Hop for New York or Hollywood.
What? That would have been amazing.
I was going to move to Hollywood.
To be on that show?
But then I thought about it and I was like, I don't think this is the timing. But they were going to make the plot different because they didn't want it to be about like me being all like crazy and like fighting women and like… You know how it is.
Yeah.
So…
Drama.
Yeah. I decided… I don't think this is my time right now. You never know your timing.
Right.
I think timing is like literally like… You know how everyone's like… Damn, Jess, it took you 15 years. Or it took someone 3 years. It took someone 4 years. Or it took someone like a year.
Yeah.
Everything is about timing.
Right.
You don't know when it's going to happen.
I mean, okay. I think, you know, going back to… You got here at 15. Your mom warned you it's going to be crazy. It's going to be different.
Yeah.
So your parents stayed in the States?
Yeah.
Who did you stay with here?
No, I stayed alone and then I stayed with my grandma.
And then like what happened? Like did you audition or like…
No. I literally auditioned in America… So I sent… Okay. I auditioned for SM. A bunch of other labels as well. I don't remember. But they were pretty legit companies.
Yeah.
Like my parents wouldn't let me just like audition for like any… You know?
Right.
But I remember I wanted to be like a pop star. Like K-pop star. Like I want to be like…
Who did you want to be like? Did you have like a…
Like SES.
Like Finkel.
Like you know. And I remember… Because I grew up watching those kind of shows. You probably didn't.
Like the music shows?
Yeah.
I did. The VHS tapes? Hell yeah. The dollar
you
store?
Did?
Hell yeah. All the time. So it was like… For me, it was like… Shinhwa and G.O.D.
Oh my God.
Fly to the Sky.
Wow.
And so… But
I love Fly to the Sky.
I think they're great. So it was like… For me, it was like 2000 to 2002. Like World Cup. That was like the only time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I was like… Okay, I think I'm done with K-pop for a while. But then it came back in like 2008.
Yeah.
Like Big Bang and Wonder Girls and everything. But anyways. So you auditioned for SM.
A bunch of labels. Uh-huh. And then I came to Korea. And my parents were like… I was ready though. I was ready. I was like something in my heart just told me at the age of 15. I was like 14 probably. Because when I debuted I was 15.
Gosh.
So I was like… Something in my heart just told me… This is what I want.
Uh-huh.
This is what I want. I want to sing. I want to be able to perform. Mm. And I want to be different. I want to, you know… I don't know what it was. But something at that age, that's what I wanted. And when I got here, I realized this is not what I wanted. Immediately. It was almost immediate.
What about it was
because
so different for you?
I came out here. I signed, you know… I was debating on where to sign with. And then I finally signed with a label called Twitter Meme.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're a very big… Big company back in the days. But something just didn't feel right. And then I went to my old ways. I went to school. I went to a foreign school. I was I was there for like maybe 2 years, and I literally debuted at, I don't even remember. I debuted like pretty young. Right away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As soon as I got here. And it was weird because I was getting a lot of love from a lot of people. Like I would come in, I'd be like, I just remember everybody told me, just 90도 인사. That's all you need to do.
Uh-huh.
Like, 안녕하세요. With like, 제시카 이춘입니다. I didn't even know how to say my name
uh-huh.
properly. Because my name then, it was Jessica H.O. I don't uh-huh. know why. My company just named me that. And I was like, that. And then they just printed the album copies with Jessica H.O. And I'm like, oh, this is how it works. So they don't even ask me. So whatever. My name is Jessica H.O. I dropped an album. And then I got… I remember when it was up… Do you know Uptown?
Mm-hmm.
So I was… Uptown hit me up and they were like… I remember I grew up listening to Tasha on me.
Yeah.
So I was like, wait, why? What? Like they wanted me to be a part of the group.
To be a part of the group?
Yeah. So oh, I was wow. in Uptown in 2006 or 7. And I realized, oh my God, I can't fake myself. Like it's weird. Like I felt weird being on an interview and being fake.
Right.
It was
playing
like,
an act.
I
sorts,
was
yeah.
acting and I was like, nah, not like, you know, and it was weird because even now, like, I can't do it. I can't do yeah. it. Yeah. Like, right now, obviously, I can't do it because now it's like weird if I do that, right?
But, yeah, if you were like, hi, I'm Jessie, I'd be like, who the hell
no,
is this?
I am like, hi, Jessie.
No, but like, I mean, like, in the you, very, like,
very,
like, reserved and calm.
Yeah, like, and like, right now, I'm a little bit calm though, right?
I feel like you've. Mature, like you've grown a lot.
Oh, of course.
Like even since when I first met you. I remember when I first met you.
Yeah.
You were so nervous about doing the show. Do you remember that?
No.
At ASC, you were just freaking out. And I was
I was not.
No. And I don't mean this in a bad way. I mean you were so nervous. Like you
really?
Were like, I don't, you just could be like, I don't know, like, is this going to be, this is live. Like I'm freaking out. I was like.
Was it live?
It was live.
That's probably why.
You were freaking out. Out.
I still freak out when I do live now. That's why it's
That's
always
it
better
is.
To be pre-recorded yeah. because, oh, hell no. I don't know what's going to come out of this mouth. This little old mouth.
No, you were freaking out. And then you had to sing a song and you were like, I don't even want to sing right now. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, man, like I hope she's okay. And then you killed it. And I was like, why were you even nervous?
No, but even till this day, I get nervous if anything is live,
okay,
live,
okay,
live.
Okay.
Meaning like, oh my God, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
right.
we're on.
Right.
Like, I start acting like a different person. And then, because everybody tells me, just don't curse.
Right.
Don't. But then, you know how they say, don't curse or don't do this. You want to do it even more. So I'm just like, that's
all in the front of your head.
That's when things are like live,
yeah.
like on air, like I literally don't talk as much. Because something in my mind tells me, okay. I can't fuck up. So I can't like, you know what I mean? So yeah. I'm just like, literally, I just don't talk as much. But yeah.
Okay. So you're doing this. You're in Uptown. You debuted. You're in Uptown. You're doing all these things. And you're like, I don't… This is not for me.
It wasn't for me.
So how did… What changed? How did that change? What led you to the next part?
I just left.
You just quit?
Yeah. That's how… And I was going through a contract with my company. I was going through a problem with my company. And
uh-huh.
I went back. And it's like a really long story.
Yeah,
but long
yeah,
story
yeah.
short… We ended up, there was no like, it was madness like for 5 years. And then we just ended up just, everything was fine.
Yeah.
We wasted 5 years of my life.
Yeah.
And then after that, I ended up coming back to Korea.
So you were in the States for 5 years.
Yeah. And then I came back.
Oh man.
Right after that case, maybe like a month, maybe a month to 2 to 3 months, I left back to Korea. And my mom's like, are you serious right now? After all of that. And I was like, Mom, like something in my gut is just like, I think this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because I remember my brothers when I was like, I was studying for like fashion and stuff like that. My brother would like I would make so many covers and put it on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
That was like my thing. I loved singing. Like I just, it wasn't
it's,
about.
It's a part of you.
Yeah. It's just yeah. like everywhere I go, I just start singing like for no reason. I was just like, I like being in the light.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So. That's what happened. And I ended up coming here. Honestly, I can't really tell you like everything that happened because there's so much
right.
that happened. And
right.
I, honestly, like it's… I don't know how to put it into like one thing. You know what I mean? It's just such a long story.
Right,
but long story short, I came back and it happened again.
So…
Another… Like I clashed with my company again.
Oh gosh.
It was…
Oh my god.
But see, the reason why I don't talk about this uh-huh. is because… It's not that it's… I don't want people to know like all the negative stuff.
Right, right. Because there's so much more positive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you're joining us now, Jessie has a full box of waffles that she's downing.
This is what it's like when a female has her period, okay?
You know what?
They need their options.
Do whatever you got to do.
And I don't even think I want this anymore. But we're just going to keep it just in case.
All right, okay. So you come back to Korea after a five-year thing. And then what?
Same thing happened, repeats itself.
Sheesh. And you had to get out of that somehow.
Somehow. But this time I was like, now I'm older.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm not going to rely on my parents to help me uh-huh. with this situation. Because I am older now to know my decisions and what's right and wrong.
Consequences.
But still yeah. at the age, I was still young. I was like 20-something. Like,
yeah.
I don't even remember. But I remember after that situation happened again, I ended up leaving that company and somehow trying to not let my parents know what's going on. I just had to keep giving them white lies and telling them, oh, like I'm fine. I'm, yeah. you know, when I didn't even have a home.
Oh my gosh.
I was sleeping at saunas. I was sleeping at all different random places. And it was like, but then literally I was like, okay, this is what it feels like to, I was like, no, this is, I cannot tell my parents this. Cause I can't tell them that I don't want to disappoint them, you know? And I know it's okay to like fall and like make mistakes over and over. Cause even now I still make mistakes, you know? Yeah. But something about it, I just was like, I have to fight this. I have to somehow figure out how I'm going to grow from this and just everything, you know? And I remember that was a time when I found, I was searching for different companies while I had no home and all this, you know? And I was like, I ended up, thank God, finding a company. And that was YMC at the moment. And they were very welcome. They were very welcoming and whatever. And I somehow ended up signing a contract with them. My parents were like, you signed a contract with a different company? And I'm like, Mom, it was for the better, you know? Yeah. Like, I felt like the other company was just, you know, not for me. I didn't really get into details with them.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And I didn't want to because I felt like they didn't need to know.
Uh-huh.
Because I felt like, okay, no, now I'm a lot older. This is what I wanted again for the second, third time. I think it was like maybe the third time.
Yeah.
Or so. And then my mom was just like, okay, well, Jess, I believe that you're okay. You know, meanwhile, my dad's like freaking the hell out. And I'm just like, whatever, you know, Dad, I'm okay. Appa, 괜찮아, you know. And then, you know, it happens again. It repeats itself again. I was in YMC. And then it was really weird at that time.
Yeah.
I think at that time, it was a lot worse than when I first came.
Really?
Yeah. Because when I first came, at least it was more open. That time, it was like, no, like, it's not going to happen.
So wait. So because, I mean, I remember they put you in a group called Lucky J.
Yeah. And that was very, very forced. But at the time, I had no choice but to be in it. Because I'm like, if I want to be out there, I got to do something.
Right.
So yeah, I was in a group with Jake Khan and J.O. His name was Jay. I think his name was… No, it was Jay Junyoung. But okay. they forcefully changed his name to J.O. It was really weird. So we were like the three J's. Then they were like the Lucky J. So like, I didn't come up with that.
Let's make it very clear about that.
Let's
she did not come up with
out
that.
There. I did not come
you know
up with
funny?
That.
You know what's funny? When you called me earlier, literally it said Jesse and under said Lucky J.
you put me under…
Because when I first met you…
Oh,
it
no.
was under Lucky. So I was like… I got to change that.
Oh.
But I was like, oh,
gosh,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then, yeah, no. long. And then we ended up becoming a group.
Uh-huh.
And it was not bad. But I was just like, I don't want this little… Why do I have such a little part?
Mm.
But I remember at one point, somebody kept… There was a Chaka that kept coming up to me. She was like, I need you on the show. I need you on the show. For 6 months, she was like literally coming to my house every day. Like, I need you on the show. And that was some pretty rap star.
Oh, wow.
And I kept saying no. Because I felt like these rap shows was just… I enjoyed watching Show Me the Money.
Right.
But I didn't see myself in that show.
Uh-huh.
So what Unpretty Rap Star was, long story short, it was literally no script. There was no script in that show. It was literally… When we first went there… There was no script and there was no pro. It was like they weren't sure.
Like, here are a bunch of girls. You guys figure it out.
Yeah. No, for them too and for us. So we were sitting there like looking at each other like, okay, what do you want us to do? That's when now… this is what happened. They were pretty much they were like in 3 hours, 6 hours, 3 to 6 hours, I don't remember, write a rap and battle one another. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is exactly why I did not sign up for this. Because I am not a rapper, not right. let alone I'm not a rapper. I don't freestyle.
Yeah.
So yeah, we ended up doing that and that ended up becoming a huge thing in Korea. Yeah. I'm a pretty rap star. And I think that was more for… I think what happened there was… It was not about women. There, people were also entertained by women rapping. But it was like… It was actually… It could have been that too, right? They wanted to see the drama.
They wanted… I feel like it was drama. And I think, you know, you were a big part of that drama in the sense that…
I started the drama. What do you mean? I created the story of the show. And
that's why people watched it.
No, but that was so weird because I remember while I… You know, it's so weird because the whole Unpretty season is such a blur to me because it was so sudden. And we were shooting for like 30 hours a day.
Right. I mean, those shows are…
No.
They're like not
30. Maybe…
They're crazy.
There are times when I've shot a show for like 20 hours.
They're tough. They're really tough.
Yeah. And literally, we're women and we got to rap and we got to remember like… 24 bars, 36 bars. It's like, this is unheard of. Even men don't do this on Show Me the Money. So I was like, fuck this shit, right? And I think all the tension built up. And I was just like, why is everyone, all these girls so like… They're so like… Everybody was just so mean and like being mean to one another. And I was like… But me, I wasn't getting close with them. All of them. Everybody, we weren't all close. We were at first.
Right.
And then… Everyone started changing. And that's when I saw it. And I was like, okay, I'm going to become a better person. Because I feel like a lot of people are not understanding that. Everyone kept saying, thinking like, oh my gosh, she's so sen shit. But that's not how it was. It was a comp. It was a competitive ass show.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Unpretty Rapster is such a blur to me. Like, there's so much I want to say. But then at the same time, I don't want to say because it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know? And like… I'm glad, you know, people always ask me, are you happy that you did the show? Of course I'm happy. But at the same time, am I happy of my behavior? No. But I think it did kind of give a little bit of a changeover. Like, meaning like, it changed the way that people thought maybe. Right?
Well, I think it was refreshing. And
it was refreshing. That was
It was refreshing and it was entertaining.
Right.
Also because, I mean, obviously when people watch TV shows, they're not seeing the full picture. They're seeing tiny pieces.
Yeah.
30 seconds or a minute of an hour's worth of shoot.
Right.
You know? If you're shooting 24 hours, you're going to get 24 minutes.
Right.
That's an hour minute. So, for me, it's always like there's… If you're blowing up about something in some way, there's a reason behind that.
Right.
That most people don't see.
Well, yeah.
But the other thing was for me, I was like, but I'm glad you're doing that because A, I found it really fun and like and funny. But also because there aren't many people like you doing that. Like there's barely anybody doing that.
That was a real big risk for me. And
of course,
remember
yeah.
when I was on the show, as soon as I… All the stuff that I done, I was like, why did I say that? Why did I do that? And even now, I'm just like, no, stop talking about it. You know, I don't like to bring it up because it wasn't pretty. I'm telling you, that show was what everyone sees is not what it was.
Yeah.
It was so much more difficult than like literally. I remember when at one point in the show, my company, the Chakas were like, Jess, at one point, the whole country, this country is gonna hate you. And then that was the whole. This is a competition. I think that's I'm trying to figure it all out because I remember that day specifically we shot for 34 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Literally. And that's why we were all bickering and stuff. Uh-huh. It was like… It was… We didn't have any sleep. We had forced to write like 34 raps. And that's we're all wild. Women.
Yeah.
Imagine. And a couple of them are probably on their fucking periods. I probably was on my period that day. You know what I mean? I had all types of mood swings going on.
I mean, look… I just remember like the highlight clips of you saying things. But like regardless, like past is the past.
The past is the past. And you know, I don't regret a moment of that show because I remember… I realized that show… It was what… Yes, it made me who I am. But that kind of is what made everyone's… It was refreshing to everyone.
Yeah.
And
it's refreshing.
It is. And I'm glad that it happened.
And I feel like you're the type of person… The reason people… like you is because you'll say stuff that people are thinking but are afraid to say.
Right.
that's what's refreshing.
Yeah. I, know? And even till this day, you know, I still get a lot of love and hate, but I feel like this is what I have to do. Like, this is me as a woman and as a Kyopo. Not even just as a Kyopo, even just as a woman living in Korea. Like, because you know how it is. I don't know if you know how it is, but there is not a lot of room for women in everywhere. For whatever job that you have, there is more like, it's a very male dominated
right. world.
World. Society, so yeah. I was like, this is what I have to do. You know, even if I get shit for whatever I say, because, you know, I'm not perfect, but for whatever, my actions or whatever, I know that this is who I am. Mm. Okay. I'm not going to fix. I'm going to fix.
Apologize for that. Yeah.
Right. But overall, just, I don't know. It was, I'm glad as a woman I can do that. Mm. And like, you know, and it's crazy because a lot of women always come up to me, like a lot of idols are like, like, 언니는, like, I wish I could be like you.
Right.
You know, but they can't because they're like, they've never grew up living like that. Mm. So, you know, Korea is very conservative and you have to like keep things to yourself, not right. no opinions.
Right.
You know? So yeah, I'm just glad I could be like that for somebody, you yeah. know? Because a lot of women come up to me all the time and look up to me and they're like, you're not scared, you know? I am scared though, you know? You know what I mean? But, you know, I can't, like I said at the end of the day, I can't please everyone and I can't be for everybody. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm going to remain myself and stay loyal to myself and just do what I do and just make people happy. And if it doesn't make you happy, just don't watch me or yeah. don't listen to my music.
Fair.
That's just how I'm going to live my life because, listen, I'm 30, what are we, 31?
One.
We're right like now. Almost 32, but yeah. technically in Korea, I feel a lot older. You know why? Because I've just been through so much. Yeah. But I don't regret a single moment yeah. of my life because I feel like that's why I am who I am today.
Yeah.
And even till this day, my mom doesn't know anything what's going on. She only knows the good things.
Okay. That's
she
good.
Only knows that's the good, good things that's in good. Life. Like, Jess, how's your health? Everything's great. How's your day? It's great.
Yeah.
You know, she that's sees good. What she… She's like the people who are watching TV.
Yeah.
That's all she sees. And she's like, right. oh my God, she's so like, you know, like this and like that. She's right. strong. My daughter's so strong. But yeah, that's just how I am. Even till this day.
It's amazing. So, I mean, going back to kind of like the career part. So, you know, you end up leaving YMC, you finish your contract, and then you go and you sign with P Nation.
Yeah. So that is like the crazy part.
With Psy.
Yeah. So I ended up going to P Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that was at the point where I was like, I need to take a break. Because I remember I went on my Europe tour and I was like, okay, this was such a successful tour, but now I need a break.
Yeah.
And that was like 2 years ago. Wait, was it?
I don't know.
Gosh.
Time flies.
I think it was like a year and a half ago.
Maybe. Okay. How long have you been with P Nation?
See that about a year and a half ago. Okay. I think so. It was almost, it's almost
so like 2 years.
Almost. Okay. Almost there.
All right. All right.
But they ended up signing me and Sayopa just literally snatched me. He literally was like, you're coming to my company.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, I need time, dude. Like, he's like, you're coming. And I ended up signing with them. It was literally like, Sayopa looked at me and was like, you're coming with me.
Uh-huh.
Like, please.
Yeah.
You know, and…
What has it been like working with Psy? What is it
oh,
like?
Oh, it's been up. There's a lot of ups and downs. Within those a year and… Oh, my Lord.
What is it like working with Psy? I mean, I feel like the world knows Psy. You know?
The world does not know Psy.
The world knows Gangnam Style.
See, they only know him for… Well, no, no.
Psy, Gangnam Style and… Yeah, I mean, he had a global hit.
He's huge. And then like, he made his own business. Started up his company. I was his first artist and I'm like, what are you going to do with me? Mm. You know? I remember I was worried like, is he going to make me like Gangnam Style? Like do that kind of music? Don't get me wrong. That shit is dope as hell. Even if you hear it now, it's very
oh,
still
it's
refreshing.
Catchy as yeah. hell. Yeah.
But I remember at first it was really hard to work with him because he's also a very strong like…
He's a creative.
He's
a creative.
And I remember when I first told him, I was like, listen, I need to have all the creative control. You cannot touch my music.
Yeah.
You cannot touch this or that. And he was like, okay, I won't. But then him too, he's like such a perfectionist. Like
yeah.
I've never seen anyone worse than me. He's
just like a very… Everything needs to be perfect.
Like he will… If something doesn't get done, he'll make sure it gets done.
Mm.
with like it, even if it's not his job to get it done. He's such a like, oh God, I wish that there was just a camera on him for like one day. Like he's literally, and I remember when I looked at him at one point, I was like, wow, this is how you have to be to really succeed. Like this guy, this dude does not sleep.
It's a crazy ambition slash work ethic. I mean, he's a legend in his own right, you know? But so I guess fast forward, you've been working with P Nation for a year and a half, almost 2 years now. And right now, Dununanna is like at the top of the charts.
But, you know, I came out with… I remember I first came out with a Who Dat Beep.
Yeah.
And then Drip. And oh God, it was so hard to come out with one song. Because he's very like… No, I want this one. No, I want this one. I want this one. Like, you know, Sayopa, he has so many songs out right now in that's archived and he has music videos shot and everything.
That you just haven't released.
Yeah. I'm like, what is… Just release the song, man. But that's how indecisive he is. He's like… He drops it. He's like, this is what I'm going to go for. He drops a music video. He'll spend like a lot of money. When I mean a lot of money. And you know how when we shoot videos, we'll shoot a video for like a day.
Yeah.
Right? Max. His music videos are like a week.
Man.
And I was like, I ain't going to be in your video, man. I heard even like the people that are in his video, it's like 3 days.
That's wild.
I ain't going to be in your video, man. That's not going to happen. I need… No. That is… One day is too long for me too.
Right.
But with him, it took a while for us to figure one another out.
Because, working style.
Yeah. And… Because for him, it was his first time being a boss.
Right.
You know, he's not just an artist. He's a boss. He has to control his company, his artist. So it took a while. Now we're at a place where like we're getting to know
each other.
We get each other. And I remember with Nununana with that one. That wasn't my song that was supposed to be released as my title. It was supposed to be Numb.
Oh, okay.
And we changed it into Korean. But the Korean wasn't pretty when I sang the song.
I know what you mean, yeah.
It was like… Right now it's like Monday, Tuesday, you let me down. But the, I remember it was like… And I was like, oh hell no. I was like… And then I remember we got like three different people to write it. And it was just like… I'm like, this is not going to work out.
Yeah.
And I guess Sayopa knew it was going to work. I was like, why are you doing this then? He's like, just the only way to make the song… is to change the lyrics. No walloy, huayoy. But I'm like, no, but this whole song is about the weekend.
Right.
So we have to go through the freaking weekdays.
Yeah.
And I remember we shot the video, everything. I mean, not the video. We record the song. And then I was supposed to drop just one song and that was supposed to be Numb. And I remember I had all these songs archived, which was putting on… I had a bunch of songs. And then we ended up making an album within less than 2 weeks.
For the Nununana.
Yeah. We have Nununana Star. We made… we got… I literally wrote everything in English. I made the melody. I got my friend and I got Double K, Elson. Yeah. He literally knows me so well. A lot of people don't know this, but he wrote for I Want to Be Me, 나이고 싶어. He wrote down all the lyrics. Who Dat Beep? He wrote all, because he knows he knows
wingman.
Yes.
Yeah.
So everything I spit in English, he flips it into Korean exactly the way I want it.
Yeah. That's so important.
And it's… You know how hard it is
it's
to do that,
so
right?
Hard.
Because like, look.
No. Don't do it. I'm so glad you did not do that.
That would have been
I don't
so
know if funny. We would have you on the show if you released in Wario.
You wouldn't have me on the show, you motherfucker.
I'm just playing. But so how did you guys land on Dununanna?
No. And then he literally goes… So random. He literally goes, Jess, do you want to be… I have this song. Now, I don't know if you're going to like it. But do you want to try it? I said, fuck, might as well. At this point, I ain't going to drop shit. Let's go for it, right? And I went in there at the booth and I did it. And he's like, this is it. I was like, this is it. I knew too it was it. It was weird because when you hear something… This was the first time in my life when I was like, this is it. This is the song. Like, if people don't like this, I'm done. I'm done. Like, I literally went right in the middle. Like, I went what's Taejoong?
Just mass audience. Everybody should like it. Just mainstream.
Then, yes.
Mainstream.
I went mainstream. But then at the same time, I went for… It's really, really hard to explain the song. Yeah. But it's literally… You can't hate the song. It's like… At first, I was kind of annoyed of like… It's too much going on. But then… I was like, let's just put bare minimum on everything. Yeah, yeah. Even the bridge. Like, let's not put too much shit going. Put too much shit. And he's like, yeah. And then we got six people to be a part of the song. And I think that's why the song came out really good. If it was just me and Sai, it would have came out really basic. But I think there was
different
a
little… Different ideas, opinions, and melodies.
It's pretty edgy too. Yeah, that's how Nunanana came out. And it's so weird because like literally… I don't even have a real story for that because it came out so fast. It was like literally we changed the song 2 weeks later. No, after I had the song, it was originally… They call me Nunanana. And then Saiopa sent that to the dancer team. And they had we had a dance in 2 days. And I was like, this is not even the song. This is not even… we don't even have lyrics. We don't even have a rap. How is there a dance? There's nothing there. How is there… how did this come out? You know, you understand… We sent them a guide and there was no lyrics or any type of… It was just like… No, 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 no. It was like…
Give me… Just blah, blah, jibber, jabber.
Yeah, it's just… I don't know how they got this or this. How? How, people?
Everything just worked out.
Right. No, I think that's everything what happened. Worked out. And I literally thank everybody who was a part of it and just even Sai and Saiopa and just everybody. It was just, how the fuck did that come out? You know?
It's amazing. So, I mean, and again, I said this at the beginning, but congratulations.
Thank you.
Because it's… I know how hard you were. I can't even imagine the stuff you've been through, you know? And for your music to be at the top.
Yeah.
You're also on TV everywhere.
I'm on to the point where there people are probably wanting to like change the channel. But then when they change the channel, I'm on the next channel. And they're probably so sick of me. But I mean, listen, I'm very happy at this moment. It's a different type of happiness. Like I said, it's more like… I'm more accepted as an artist now.
Yeah. No, and I think that's
the feeling
amazing.
Is amazing because like I've had a lot of songs where everyone knew, like Gucci, you know, Senani. Right. Everywhere you go on Senani comes out, you know. But I always want… I realized what that emptiness… Well, I was like, why am I successful in, you know, all this? But why am I so sad still? Mm. But it was because nobody knew me for my music. Mm. And I'm not a fucking comedian, people. I'm a… Listen, I know I'm very out there and I'm very, you know, I talk a lot, but I'm not a fucking comedian. I'm just me, you know?
Yeah.
But people just knew me. Oh my gosh, she's so funny. Yeah. But no, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
God damn it, take me for my music. So yes,
I feel you.
It took me 15 years and I never felt this good. And you know, I have all different emotions going. Like literally yesterday… I cried.
What did you cry about?
I don't know. I'm just so thankful. Oh, I'm so thankful for everyone. Like I was with my dancers and they were clapping for me and shit. And I was just like, stop. And they're like, 언니, like 진짜 언니 최고라고. Not as a… She's like, they're like as a person. Like thank you for like always 챙겨주는 us. And like, I'm like, that's just normal. And they're like, no, that's not normal. People don't do that.
Yeah.
For like their staff. I show so much love to my staff. So they're always like very thankful. And I'm just like… 당연한 거 아니냐고. Isn't that normal? And they're like… No, people forget that…
Right.
We're all human. But I've been doing this for so long. So I'm just at a stage where it's like… I'm just so thankful.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like… I just want to be like the nicest person ever. And just be like…
I mean that's… Again… It's great. And it's so amazing to see and watch you rise. And also take it… in stride and with grace. Mm-hmm. I think that's incredible. One thing that we have to mention because it is such a hot topic right now is Hwambul Wonjeongdae. And for people who don't know what this is…
It's the refund sisters.
What does… Like why?
I don't know.
Jesse, come on.
So from what I know is from… Yeah. Normani, they the viewers called it the refund sisters.
Okay.
So it means like… What does it mean? Like it means like… 이 여자들이 뭉치면… They wouldn't get…
You can get your money back.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to. Wait, right?
Or is it that or is it you can get your money back? No. Anyways… No, I think it's like… Because I don't know.
I don't know. But something along those lines. It's along those lines, right?
But you're working with legends there as well.
Yeah, so I'm like…
You're with… Yuri,
Omjeongha,
Hwasa.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh my god, why? So I remember when I was shooting Nunanana.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, it was.
How did that happen? How did she end up in your music video?
You made this interview too long.
I'm sorry.
Now you got to cut everything up.
I'm sorry. I'm just confused.
So how did she be in my show? So she mentioned me on Norman One, How to Play, right? Okay. And I'm like seeing my fans' Instagrams and I'm like, oh my God. Like, oh, Anni, like I've known her for a really long time. So she was just like, you know, she said, I thought she was just saying it to say it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, if I was to make a route, I'm going to put Jesse, I'm doing something, you know, Haza, whatever. And I was just like, yeah, oh my God, you know, whatever. And I was just like, I remember I was like watching on my fans' thing. And then I texted Hojo. I was like, Anni, like, I saw what you said. I was like, oh, that's so funny. You know, we were just like talking. And then all of a sudden, I remember it was like 2 or 3 days before my music video. I'm like, I asked her. I was like, I had like a thing in my head. I'm like, it would be super dope if she was in my video because she's more Nuna than me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm Nuna, but she's
like way Nuna.
Way
like, yeah.
Nuna legend. So I'm like, I was like, but you know me. I have so much pride. So I'm like, I don't want to ask her. But then I asked her. And I was like, Anni, you know, is it okay if would you want to? And I let her hear the song first. Because, you know, for me, I don't ever force myself to let anyone do something if it's not right.
Right.
And she heard it and she's like, I want to learn to dance. I want to learn this. I want to do TikTok for this. I was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't think she was going to like go do that much for me. I was like, the most she would do, I thought she was just going to be a cameo. And she was like, I want to do this. And then we ended up having a very short time. And we shot the video and did the TikTok. She's like, I want to do the TikTok. She wanted to learn to dance. It was just like, I was so overwhelmed.
Everything just worked out.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden that happened. And I was like, bam, it came out. And it came out exactly the way I wanted it. Yeah. And then I was so thankful. And then all of a sudden, Kwambur, the Refund Sisters, came about. And we're here. And we're discussing music right now. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? But I think it's so dope because it's almost like the four girls, like Eumjung Eunni, me, Hyori Eunni, like I think she always wanted to make form a group that it's so out of the standards.
Yeah. Very tough, very different. Yeah.
And you know what? We're not tough. We're tough in a way where, yes, we're tough. We say what we want to say, but we're all fucking softy.
Absolutely. You know?
So it's kind of like, I almost felt like that's what she wanted, you know, like to show like that kind of side to, you know? And I think it's so dope that she did that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm so grateful too at the same time. But it's like so crazy right now because all of us are so busy doing our own things.
Yeah.
So it's so hard to us to actually be together.
Get together and
together and stuff like that.
Well, I'm excited to see what comes out.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited too because imagine like the visuals, man.
Oh, I'm so excited. And I mean, I don't know when it's dropping. I don't know what's dropping. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure people are excited for it. It's going to take over the charts again. And if you need a manager, I'm here. Just call me anytime.
You know what? They asked me for the manager. I didn't even expect it. Because I was like… I was thinking… Listen. You need to be strong. Eric is a very good person. But I don't think he would be able to be a good manager.
I would be an amazing manager.
You think so?
Oh, you don't
even. Do you look at your manager and be like, wow?
What do you mean, wow?
Like, okay. Do you think you could be your manager being vice versa?
Yes.
You could?
Absolutely.
Are you able… You're easy to be around?
Bro.
You're such a softy.
I think that's why it would be even funnier.
That
but I would also
true.
Kill it.
No, I'm going to say something. I totally forgot.
How can you forget about me,
Because
Jess?
You're such a softie. You would not be able to deal with us.
I think that would almost be funnier just to watch me have a mental breakdown. I'd be like, oh my God.
No, I know. Seriously. Oh my God. I'm going to mention it. I did totally forgot.
But anyways, okay. So I know this has gone on so long. Even though it feels like it's been I don't know. I feel like we've been talking for 30 minutes.
How long have we been talking for? An hour?
We've been talking for a bit. But it's been amazing to hear your story and where, you know…
You know, for me…
Yeah.
You know, how earlier we're discussing like a lot of people talking about… Oh, I want to become a rapper or I want to be like you or I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know the idea of what it takes to get there.
Yeah.
They think… That's why I'm very honest with my fans. Yeah. When my fans… Someone tells me, Jess, I want to be a rapper like you.
Yeah.
But are you really in it? Are you really in it? If you are, okay.
Yeah.
If you're not, don't do it. I'm very honest with that.
I think that's incredibly important. And I think the insight that you're able to provide to your fans is completely invaluable. And I think there need to be more people like you, like me. I mean, I think through this podcast, I am as open as I possibly can about mental health, about mm-hmm. my career, about difficulties that mm-hmm. I've gone through. And so I think, you know, you keep doing you and leading the charge so people can follow in your right. footsteps, in my footsteps, and what we do. The other thing is like, I think about it, you know, and we should have mentioned this earlier. If you're listening and you're like, what the hell is a kyopo is a Korean American.
Yeah.
Right? I think, and I'm sure you felt it too, like going in the States or traveling or touring, so many of the people are like, yo, thank you for putting on for Asian Americans.
Yeah.
Thank you for putting on for yeah. kyopos because there just aren't that many people. Mm-mm. There's a handful. Mm-mm. There's a couple of us. And there's, you know, in the States, there's a lot of us, but we don't yeah. have a ton of role models.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those very, very meaningful things.
That's all. We must stick together, man.
We must. We must.
You know what I mean?
We got to do it. We got to do it. So actually, speaking of this stuff, we have some questions from fans for you. Fans texted a bunch of messages to us. If you guys want to text us, you guys can text us at 310-564-1030. And we have some texts here. Okay. So from Kimberly, what animal is your spirit animal?
Mm.
Very deep. Very serious.
I don't know. I've never thought of that.
What's your favorite animal?
A dog.
All right. Thank you for that. This is from Cody. I'm a big fan of Eric and Jesse. There's a good chance I might be working in South Korea next year as an American from LA. Mm-mm. What are things I need to know to help assimilate into Korean culture and not do anything disrespectful?
That is something you have to learn on your own.
Yeah. You just got to kind of deal with it.
That sounds so sad.
But it's true.
It is true.
Like, that's the best way. Like, you're going to be misunderstood. You're going to… Like, people are going
to… You can't come to Korea thinking, this is a different culture, so I have to be like this. You have to just go through it.
Uh-huh.
I think that's… Anywhere you go, whatever you do, you have to experience it on your own. And you got to find out for yourself. It's like, you can warn them. Hey, listen. This is the way it is out here. It's very different. But it's not going to… You have to learn it on yourself.
Yeah. I think it's once you get here and you commit to just having thick skin mm-hmm. and getting through it, you'll be fine. That's my thing. Jesse.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on the show.
No, thank you. I feel like we still didn't get to talk about a lot of things, but I'll come back next time.
Anytime. You're welcome anytime.
We'll do a different corner.
Yeah, we could do whatever.
Is this show like any corner we want? Do whatever the hell we want?
We can do whatever we want. Okay, you can have your own show if you want. We could do whatever.
That's great. Yeah.
We're free. We're open.
Okay.
But any last messages to your fans, to your people out there, to the listeners of Taebak Show?
Taebak Show. Well, first and foremost, I want to say, is your show Taebak Nasseo? Yes, I heard.
It's pretty popping.
Taebak Show, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Eric is a phenomenal person, for real. I always tell everyone this. Eric is probably the most sweetest guy that I've… She's like, literally go on the mic.
She's like…
No, he is a great person. He's a great artist. Like, make sure you guys hear his new album, The Other Side.
Thank you.
Paradise is such a good song.
Thank you.
Are you done?
I'm doing ballads this week. Umbang. And then I'm done.
Thank you for having me on the show. And I love Eric. Eric is such a great person. And I can't wait for this. I don't know. Just thank you for having me on the show.
I feel like we didn't really
do a lot of segments. I just feel like I did a lot.
It's fine. That's part of the thing.
I feel really bad.
You know what? So anyways… Thank you for coming on the show. Clearly…
Thank you. I'm being upset.
We want you to come back because as you were saying, you wanted to do other things.
I want to do fun stuff. Listen, all you were talking about was my life. And like I said, it's that time of the month.
Yeah.
I'm getting emotional up in here and like… We didn't get to do anything fun. I want people to have fun time.
Okay. Next time, let's do this. All right. Next time, we will plan things that will be intentionally fun.
Right. Yes, this is more fun, right? Oh, he's just asking about my life.
But here's the thing. This is what people want to know,
I know.
Right?
But
so now that we know, now we can get into like whatever the hell we want in the future.
And know what? The moral of the story is about who I am today. Okay?
Exactly.
And you didn't have to go through all that.
But now we know. Now we know.
You don't know me. Eric, you only heard this much of my life.
I know, but
so does, do
people
you know?
Are so curious. People want to know you, right? And so I'm glad that you shared. Thank you for sharing that with our listeners and with me.
I don't even think
I really even got to.
Well, then we got to do it again.
We got to do it again. But listen, thank you for having me on the show. Honestly, this was awesome. I had like a little picnic over here.
Look, you had a freaking buffet right here.
I did. But yeah, I want to do another corner. If we don't do that, I'm just breaking in.
Okay.
I'm breaking
anytime.
In.
Anytime. You're welcome anytime.
I'm breaking in, yes.
But where can people find you? Obviously, plug whatever you need. Any new projects, anything you want people to look out for? Or are you good?
I'm good. I mean, thank you guys for all the love and support. Make sure you guys also thank you for the love and support for Nunanana and my album and everything. And also make sure you guys show a lot of love to Eric, man. He is pretty damn awesome.
Thank you.
I don't know which camera I'm looking at. I'm looking at all three. You see? Look, I went like this.
What a pro.
Really, you need to still promote the other side. On this channel or whatever. His album is dope. But Paradise is really good.
Thank you.
I saw it live, man. And you know what? The only thing I told him was, maybe you shouldn't be too serious when you sing. Because he's like, lost in this paradise. But I'm like, maybe you should have got woman backup dancers. Because they pick you up.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But is it weird heavy. That the guys… No, it was just… You were too serious. Like, I was like, Eric, smile.
I know, but it's so hard to dance and sing live at the same time.
You saw me. I smile. I laugh. I give serious face.
Like, you're better than me. So, like…
No, I'm not. There is no betterness. There is no one better. But I wish you would have…
Smile more?
Not smile. Just… You're just very lost.
In this paradise.
Yes. You literally looked exactly how you sang the song. And I was like, no, Eric.
So it's a perfect personification.
I guess. In your way, I was like, very like, damn, it could have been better.
Well, next time I'll run my stuff by you.
No, yeah.
For real.
No, honestly, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. And yeah, I hope you guys are all safe and you know, make sure you guys fucking… I always say this, wear a mask, wash your hands, and wash your ass.
And vote. Vote.
Yes.
Please vote. Tell your people.
Vote. I swear.
And fill out the census. I'm going to leave it there.
Honestly, don't get into politics with me because we're not going to go home.
Wait. Should we do a politics show?
If we do, it's not going to end. Don't even. Whoa. And on top of if I'm on my period, oh my Lord.
All right, guys. Tevok Show, thank you guys for hanging out with us. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and show us a lot of love. And join us on patreon.com/divestudios to support us because we need your support. Anyways, have a great week. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Vote and fill out the census.
Yes, and wash your ass.
Wash your ass. Please. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hey, listeners, I'm Rachel Thomas, host of Tilted a Lean In podcast. We bring you conversations at the intersection of gender and culture, highlight people who inspire us, and share expert stories to help you make the playing field a little less tilted.
Burnout is the feeling of being overwhelmed and exhausted by everything you have to do while still worrying that you are not doing enough.
That's a feeling so many women are all too familiar with, and research backs it up. Women are shouldering a much heavier workload and showing more signs of burnout than men during COVID-19. I wanted some answers, so I spoke with two experts on the topic, Ariana Huffington and Emily Nagoski, for advice on preventing burnout in our own lives. I hope you'll tune into this episode and subscribe to Tilted, a Lean In podcast on Acast or wherever you listen.
Acast recommends.